For my mother, the Miss America pageant was the Super Bowl. If a beauty contest was on in the one television home I grew up in, that's what the family watched. My mother loved those shows. To get through them, my brother, sister, and I rooted for our favorites and kept a tally of sorts on how well each did. We agreed on one thing. If a contestant sang an aria, she got points taken away. My father insisted making opera music was a great art. My brother, sister, and I thought the young aria singers looked funny when they sang and sounded like our grandmother when she gargled Listerine. My perspective changed because of a music appreciation course in college, a good teacher, and second row seats at my first live performance. The house lights went down, the orchestra began to play, the soloist sang, and I heard Eternity. That night, I learned opera is the great entertainment of all romantics, past and present. Despite its tux and evening gown image, opera remains a commanding form. Today's musicals, a legitimate offspring, pack theaters on Broadway and in places like Tulsa, Oklahoma. The record-setting show The Phantom of the Opera is just that, an opera, but not called one to avoid any negative stigma. Opera is about passion, sex, violence, and death. It provides humor and tragedy. Its stories, uniformly potboilers, are reality television on stage set to music. Somewhere, someone, I am sure, is writing a score for an opera about South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford. A man by reputation forthright and honorable abandons his wife, his family, his state, and his nation for forbidden love. Leaving an excuse like some aesthete or Boy Scout that he's hiking alone in the Appalachians, Sanford travels incognito to Buenos Aires for a week-long tryst with his Argentina temptress. Upon his return to the United States, he is spotted exiting a plane from South America. Sanford's ruse fails, and he calls a press conference to explain his absence. Instead of offering excuses and obfuscation, he breaks down on national television and confesses his love for his Latin soulmate, utterly destroying his career. His strong and faithful wife divorces him. He is left alone, and the governor will work at a shoes for less for the rest of his days. That is opera. Commonly performed productions are sung in Italian, French, or German. That can be a problem, but a written story synopsis is included in the program and may also be reviewed online before a show. Subtitles translate the lyrics to English for those performed by the Tulsa Opera and are commonly used by many other companies around the country. The words may not be that important, though. My wife just listens to the music and watches the action on stage. For her, opera strengthens intuitive skills. She follows the story by what she sees and hears, not the words that are sung. It's opera season in Tulsa. This year, the Tulsa Opera performs Don Giovanni and Norma. I will go watch and listen and won't be disappointed. In fact, if I could go back in time, I'd probably give those Miss America contestants extra points for singing arias.